I do remember that conversation. I think it was last month, wasn't it? Let's move to other matters. So we're coming to what? We're through the middle of August. The chances are a lot of you will have had your summer holidays. If not, you're looking forward to it. Great. 2 weeks with the family in the sun. How marvellous. With your husband or your wife, and yet, suddenly you go away, or perhaps you don't go away, and you realise love just don't live here anymore. It's not going the right way. And we all know that January is a record busy time for family or divorce lawyers. Well, sadly, a report out by the magazine Good Housekeeping, by the way, is saying that this is looking to be a particularly bad summer too, in part due to the heat wave. I suppose people are getting hot, they're getting fractious, perhaps, I don't know, they're getting beach bodies, they're seeing new lives for themselves. But what is the reality in the divorce lawyers' offices and possibly even the courts? Neil Russell, partner and head of family law at Seddon's GSC, law firm, joins me now. Good to have you on, Neil. Are you picking up on what this magazine is saying, and what are those additional summer pressures as they work their way through the courts? Neil Russell, good morning.
Well, a divorce, once cast as a tragedy, now presents itself as a second act. what we're looking at is people re-identifying themselves after a relationship ends, confidence and self-assurance in midlife, and financial and personal independence. And most importantly, there's been a challenge around the stigma for divorce, and it's now easier to get divorced. And people are getting divorced without that stigma. And the summer places a heavy responsibility, particularly on parents, who are perhaps wanting to divorce but are waiting for the summer to end because there are holidays planned, the kids are on holidays from school. So September often sees a big surge in the number of clients coming to see us.
And is it the pressure that I mentioned, Neil? You have magazines, you have newspapers saying, get the perfect beach body, get away with your family, go, and then you have your friends saying, oh, I had the most marvellous holiday with my wife, we drove through Tuscany, we drove here, and then you're thinking, I don't even like my husband, I certainly don't want to drive to Tuscany with him.
I think a lot of it is being glamorised in the press at the moment. We've had this particular hot weather, so we have particularly hot stories. We still have the reality of marriage and the tragedy of life generally, in that there's kids that need to be looked after during the school holidays. People don't want to cancel school holidays, summer holidays that have already been booked. So the burden falls upon everyone to spend time together. And a lot of people think, like, January, the new year, September, a new beginning, let's get divorced after the summer holidays. So people are building up their resentment, building up the waiting time to the day that they're going to decide to get divorced in September.
Lastly, I hate to say it, but I suppose in part every business is a seasonal business. January and September are the big spikes in your game, are they, Neil?
I'd also say April as well, after the Easter holidays.
It's a joyous world that Neil Russell's in. Thank you for that, Neil Russell, partner and head of family law at the firm Seddon's GSC. Calls coming in. Let's put a news bulletin between.